Welcome to the Fathers of the Future podcast. My name is Luke Kiam, and I am joined by my good friend and grateful dad, Mark Fisher, all the way from Philadelphia. This is experience number 62. Mark and I met earlier in the year when COVID first hit from a mutual friend, Jeremy Burkhart, founder of Origin Acoustics in the music and sound industry. And we had a great test, if you will, a one-on-one video where we just did a live and we talked about, you know, how can people stay positive during these uncertain times? How can they create abundance? How can they disconnect from the matrix while living and working from home? And so, Mark, I'm welcoming you again because I am not in the music or sound industry. And my knuckle-dragging ass did not hit unpause as we did our first few minutes. Now, I didn't want to interrupt you when you were flowing because that is recording, but I want to just go back just for a moment. We had a great Facebook Live, and you and Jeremy sat down and just paint that picture for a moment of how we worked together for a couple months right when COVID hit and how you were able to shift from what you do and explain and describe that from an Origin Acoustics standpoint.
So, I am the president of Origin Acoustics, and my awesome, awesome job is to, you know, bring an incredible experience to people, right? To make them, to make their lives sound better, right? It's very interesting. People always ask me what I do for a living. And if I told you I sold speakers, you really wouldn't care too much. It's sort of, can you tell somebody what you do in an elevator ride from, you know, the first floor to the 15th floor and have them get off the elevator and turn around to you and go, can I get your card? I want to learn more, right? And that's really hard to do. So telling somebody, well, I'm an inspirational speaker, or I sell cars, or I work at the grocery store, right? All of those things can be described in such a better way. And so from the very beginning with Jeremy and you, the idea was to get together and determine how we could change the way people experience and a dramatic change in their lives. So when you look at COVID, it was a dramatic change in people's lives. And you and I figured out a way to go about getting on the Zoom or the Teams and get out to people and share with them the experience of looking at life differently.
Yeah, and we hit it off right away. We talked about it just a few minutes ago of, you know, going on a road tour, going on a traveling trip. We did it with Zoom. And we did over 15 hours. We had a couple thousand people in the room. The three key points that we discussed was building keystone habits, creating greater discipline, and designing a positive mindset in these uncertain times. And you and I just happened to be the poster children for this message inside of Origin Acoustics. And it was phenomenal. It really was. It was so brilliant for you guys to do that so early in the game. I mean, I think our first call was March, you know, and by April, May, June, we were rocking and rolling right in there. Oh, yeah. We were doing three or four a week.
we were cruising. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Yeah. And it's phenomenal because you got, I enjoyed clearly the opportunity to be able to serve your customers, your clients, your people, but I enjoyed you, and it was really great. You know, we had a couple of 5 a.m. video calls where you can't roll in with your, you know, you're on East Coast time. But, you know, I had to prime myself because I knew you would be primed on the other end. I knew you would be there standing, number one.
Always standing.
And number two, I knew you'd be smiling. Oh, standing and smiling. That's the cure for whatever fatigue you're going through. Yeah. Stand up and smile.
Stand up and smile, or just, you know, stand up and stretch it out and make it move all the way around. You know, every time I get up and I'm talking in front of people, I don't know if I can see this, but Luke, if you take your hands like this, right, and then you turn them like this, and then you reach around and you grab them nice and tight, Good. Let me see. Good. Okay. So then on the count of three, you're going to turn them the other direction. One, two, three, and you twist them up. You weren't able to do that. I'm not really sure why. It was pretty easy for me. I've been doing that trick for years. A good friend of mine actually taught me that trick. And, you know, the idea was just to get up and move around and shake and get the blood flowing. And, yeah, I would love to get on the road and do this in real life one day. But, you know, I think it's just about looking at your life. And, you know, what's interesting is you picked those three topics to talk about. And honestly, we could have talked about trash, trees, and, you know, I don't know, making drinks. It wouldn't have mattered. It was just something, you know, that got people thinking differently. And that's what the whole purpose of doing anything is.
So I took a hiatus from social media. I had a digital detox cleanse. I watched Social Dilemma with
my family. God. Wow. Yes. That's a deep one.
and then I looked at the, I won't use the word because I'll get banned, the algorithm. And I saw the politics and all of it. And I went, whoa, bro. You almost got sucked into that trap. And yeah. I'm a big believer in creating before you consume as a content creator, as an educator, a teacher, and a coach. But I was in the matrix.
Yep.
And I took this detox out. I took some time off and I got some solitude, got to go to Maui, my place on earth, and just be human for a few days. And so when I came back, again, looking at the political climate and looking at the election, I said, oh, I'm not ready yet. And I did a live video two nights ago on social media, on Facebook. And it was energy equals emotion. And emotion can create intensity. And intensity is what we need. You know, right. So many of us men, fathers, are going through life on the treadmill, waking up, going to, right?
Yeah.
And so you see two men like ourselves who don't have it all figured out, who don't believe that, you know, we're perfect. We make lots of mistakes, but the differentiator is how we show up. And so your morning routine has clearly improved this year. Now more than ever, you were traveling 200 days a year before COVID. Yeah. Was that about right?
Yeah, pretty much. I do about 150,000 miles in the air. So yeah, it was about 200 days.
Okay, so now that you're grounded in your home, how do you find this balance or harmony, as we often call it, of working and living and being fit and having a relationship with your wife that doesn't involve two kids in bed with you? I just listed my life, but that's kind of how, right? Yeah. We know that those challenges they're everywhere. So how did you create boundaries or some type of system that enables you to now be completely on the opposite end of the spectrum of where you were last year?
Right. Man, it was tough. I wish I could tell you that it was the easiest road for me. It was pretty hard. You know, come March, I was, you know, instantly stuck at home. And for a guy that's been on the road for 20 years, even more now for the past 5 years, it was a pretty big shock to my system in terms of how I was going to handle it. And, you know, out of the gate, it was, okay, I'm going to go, you know, just go to work. I'll do my thing and then get done. And I guess I'll make some dinner and we'll hang out. And then I realized that none of that was working. It wasn't going to work for me. Because although I need to be able to have a lot of time to work and a lot of time to play, there was no separation between, you know, my work and, my family. Because I'm in my office, I had a difficult time separating the time that I spent in my office and the time I spent out there. When I walk out, I got my phone on me, and how was I going to make all these changes? You know, right out of the gate, I got into a schedule. So I had to get to a schedule, and, you know, it started with waking up at 4 a.m. and going to the gym and spending 2-3 hours, you know, getting my body ready for the day. And it's amazing what happens when you work out in the morning. I mean, everybody talks about it, but man, when you get the blood flowing and get things moving, I mean, your head, your brain in there is, you know, it's a mechanical device. It works. It's no different than a muscle in your arm or, you know, an engine, right? And it needs to be fed with fuel and it needs to be maintained and it needs to, you know, get its oil changes or it needs water. It needs all of these things. And everybody's different. Every person I talk to needs something different. You know, for me, I needed hardcore workout in the morning. I needed to sweat, you know, I needed to pour my heart into it. And that got my brain moving. I also noticed that I would spend more time thinking, right? I even tried listening to some books when I ran and I couldn't do it because my brain would wander off in another direction. And I would get what they call runner's high, right? Or a workout high where you're so different. And that's what started changing it for me. And honestly, through some of the calls we had, Luke, you know, I started realizing there are certain things I needed to do. I couldn't pick up my phone until a certain time. I needed to stay consistent with my pattern. And then I did some other things, right? I changed the amount of money I spent. I started looking at, oh, let's make a menu for the week. We got on Blue Apron or HelloFresh. And what's interesting about those things, they all take a certain amount of time to prep and then eat. So all of that became dinner. I mean, we were having family dinner every single night. And come the weekend, guess what? It was just another dinner. And I loved it. I loved not going out to dinner. I hate going out to dinner, in fact. I love cooking and staying at home. I think, you know, it's better. You have more better conversation. The things with my kids are, everything's better. To be honest, it's been, you know, 9 months of this and some things have gotten really great and some things are not great, right? None of us being fathers are fantastic. We were consistently working on trying to improve who we are as a dad. And I would say that I've done a much better job. But as I mentioned to you before, I was used to working really hard and then coming home and playing really hard. And, you know, separating those things were real easy. Yeah, it's like a balance of life, or as you would say, the wheel of life, I think, is I've done that several times. And when I fill in all those sections of the wheel of life that you gave me, I started wheel of abundance. That's what it was called, right? Wheel of abundance. There we go. I couldn't remember what it was called for a second.
Same concept.
Yeah. And as I went around those things, I started figuring out where I was lacking, and the things that I were lacking in were actually more in my personal life and not in my business. I crush it at business. Business is easy for me. It's the other end of things that became hard. So I had to make some changes. I had to shift out how to do the things and apply the fun that I have at work into the fun I have with my kids, you know, and that was really hard for me. And sometimes I think the reason why I was able to figure it out better when I was working is because when I was away, I would think about my kids and realize, oh my God, I yelled at my kid this day. I probably didn't need to. Oh, I should have done this. So when I get home, I miss them so much. I want to give them everything they want. So I've become, you know, I hate saying friends with my kids, but I have, because I'm the dad that gives them everything, you know, because I'm the one that's yelling at them every 2 minutes. And all of those things just took a lot of time to understand and figure out. And today I've gotten, I think, much better at, you know, working during the day, stepping out of my office and, you know, playing with my kids, you know, and being present for my kids. My son is at home now. So, you know, we spend lunch together. We've been taking walks. He joined Boy Scouts, which, by the way, for all the fathers out there, you know, I'm an Eagle Scout. I was in Scouts for 10 years. If you need something to do right now with your kid, and your kid is over the age of 11, anywhere between 11 and 16, or he's going down the wrong path, or he's looking for something, throw him into Boy Scouts. It's really, you know, it's a phenomenal organization. Yeah, they've had some issues, but you have issues everywhere. So it just so happens that issue just gets, you know, they talk about it more often. But I'll tell you, you know, the idea, I mean, it's a perfect fit for Fathers of the Future because it's dads, right? It's all dads running it, you know? Everyone in there is all volunteers, and it really made such a difference in his life very quickly, in just a short period of time. Him and I went on our first camping trip with the group this past weekend, and it was awesome. I mean, just watching him and being present for it. And, you know, there was no cell phone. So it was all about, you know, a weekend with the boy, and it was great. So, you know, I think a lot of the things that have happened over the course of these past 9 months have changed me as a dad, some better and some worse, right? I've definitely shifted who I am as a father, and I'm looking forward to the next, you know, 15 years and 20 years and 30 years of it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I have a three generational family that I coach: grandpa, son, and grandson. So wow. 16, okay. 43, and 74. Okay. And not all at the same time, right? I you know, your age, our age, dad, I worked with first, and then I worked with his dad, and then I work with the son as they get older. But all three of them are scouts, and they're all Eagle Scouts. And it's really cool, some of the stories they share between camping and hiking, and then of course hunting, which isn't part of Boy Scouts, but that's some of the
activities. It should totally be a merit badge. It should absolutely be part of, they should be a part of Scouts. That's one of those things that they're just like, really? I mean, look, this past weekend we went out, my son for the first time shot a rifle. He shot a shotgun, he threw a tomahawk, and he got to do archery. Now, he also got to tie knots and do crafts and do all these other things, but he turned back. He's like, that was so cool, right? And I came home, I told my wife, I said, man, Tyler, you know, he shot a rifle for the first time. And she went, oh no, not guns. And I was like, no, this is fantastic, because what's really great about Scouts is they teach him about how to use a gun properly and what it's meant for, not what it's not meant for, and how to use it so that if there was a gun in my house, he would know the safety of that, of how to use that gun. I have two friends that lost their kids because they were playing with guns and
accidental
and accidentally, you know, killed themselves. And it wasn't on purpose in any way, shape or form, but had they have known how to properly use that, maybe they would have not touched it, or maybe they would have known how to put it away properly. So, you know, there are things that I think that Scouts bring that that are important to teach our children. But, you know, I'm not saying you need Scouts, but, you know, the what it teaches you is that these are things that you should, you know, teach your children, right?
Well, it's analog. And we know that the devices are sucking all of our faces into them. Yeah. And so I was able to change my relationship with my device, doing some work on me. My kids, I see them, other kids way worse, because I'll shut it down. But I see, man, it's scary to see that there are no activities, especially if your kids don't play sports. There are no outdoor analog activities. Yeah. And so we have to put our kids in the position to be human, to be analog, right? Again, using the device, using technology as a way to improve, as a way to become more efficient and effective.
Yep.
But once it goes 51% digital and 49% analog, there's going to be
we're done. There's 180 merit badges that you can earn in Scouts, and none of them require a phone or any digital device. So it is really great that they have to do these things, and that the organization puts those things forward. But, you know, as a dad, you know, you can do these things on your own. I mean, during COVID, you know, a great example, you inspired me on this one, was I watched a video of you running through Arizona with an American flag. And I forget the calls you were running for at the time, but you were running for...
So I was running for two charities. One of them is CASA, who helps kids that are in foster homes have a voice through legal counsel. And the other one is St. Jude's. And we ran 10 5-mile loops in 12 hours. So we ran 50 miles. And I personally raised just over $7,000 in one day.
See, that's awesome. Well, that was like inspiring to me. And so I asked Tyler during COVID, he can't do anything else, if he wanted to run. Now, granted, there was a little kicker at the end there. He got something that he wanted. It wasn't a digital device. It was something that he wanted to use. And I said, all right, listen, if you run, 10 miles. I will help you get this, right? And he said, okay, what do we have to do? I said, well, we have to train. And it took 60 days. We built a map, or not a map, a calendar for 2 months. And he had to run, you know, 1 mile, then 3 miles and 5 miles. And he had to do this every week for 8 weeks to the point where he had to build his body up because, you know, even if you're a kid, you can't go out and run 10 miles. And the day of, I decided it might be a great idea to grab an American flag and run with him with this American flag. And then more importantly, I brought Tyler to my office. I said, hey, I was thinking, you know, you're doing this run. It's a Sunday morning. Would you like to make it a charity and run for a cause? And he said, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. And we had talked about, you know, where he wanted to put the money. And he, you know, he said, how about the Ronald McDonald House, which we're very involved in. And I said, yeah. So, you know, hey, jump on the digital world, Facebook. It's so easy. You know, we set up a very quick donation and, you know, we went out for a run and as we're running, I grabbed the Facebook and we did some live video feeds. And I'll tell you, man, the look on it, man, you thought the kid was like getting like, you know, all the money in the world because he was running. He had the best smile on his face. And he ran just to run. Remember, he didn't really know that we were raising money until the day of. And he did it. And he ran 10 miles. We raised about $4,000 for the Ronald McDonald House. It was awesome. And it was great to spend that time with him and to connect with him doing something that I enjoy doing and he enjoys doing. So to all the fathers out there that are listening, it doesn't have to be Boy Scouts. It doesn't have to be running. You know, preferably go analog versus digital. But maybe it is, you know, playing Fortnite with your kid or maybe it is doing something digital. I mean, last night, you know, my 9-year-old sat down and played Memory, right? Memory. Remember that game? He kicked my ass. Like, it was unbelievable. His cards were stacked like this high, you know, 20 high, and mine were stacked 10 high. And it was just, I got done. I was like, this is so much fun. And, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, but when you pick something, when you give yourself a date to achieve that and do it with your kid, man, it's a memory that they will absolutely remember for the rest of their lives.
100%, man. And here's what I've learned is that I can't take the device away, meaning I can't say, hey, let's go do this instead.
Oh, no.
What I have to do is build what it is. So, you know, the Jenga table, the chess table, the basketball.
Yeah.
I've been talking about this a lot this year. You know, when the tipping point happened for me personally with, you know, home, kids, life, work, holy shit, we're 6 months into this thing. There's no shift and change. What I was doing is I was getting upset and disappointed in my kids because they weren't doing what I expected them to do. And so I had to adjust my own expectations, which was my work first. But from that, what I realized was this 4-letter word, when I hear it, I stop and drop and do nothing else but what it is they're asking me for. Dad, can we play basketball? Yeah. Dad, will you come in the backyard with me so we can play soccer? Dad, can we just play? And again, my kids are just a tiny bit older, 14 and 12 and a half.
Right.
The playing is going to come to a massive halt very soon.
Okay.
And that's just because they're going to get older with boyfriends and girlfriends and they're going to be playing high school sports, which means they won't have the energy to play extracurricular, you know, sports. And that's cool. So I'm just now just so in tune with that word. And when I hear it, you know, it's like, okay, all right, what am I doing? Okay. I don't have to be on a call or I don't have an appointment. Okay. Well, I'll stop what I'm doing. I'll come back to it. And what's crazy, Mark, you'll appreciate this, is they thank me. They thank me afterwards, Dad. And it's like, thank you for playing with me.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, you know, I don't know how many dads out there this may touch them, but it touches me because I got away from play. Now they're old enough. They can wipe their own ass. They can make their own food. Go, go, go. You don't need me. Hey, I'm upstairs. If you need a ride, I'll take you. And I almost you know, that movie Click with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. That can make me, you can watch that. It'll just make you, yeah, it hurts you. It's amazing how fast you go through life. And at the end, he's crying and I'm crying. And I don't watch that movie. It's sort of the, is it James Taylor? Cats in the Cradle. Every time I hear Cats in the Cradle, it's like, oh man, am I that dad? You know, I don't want to be that dad, right? I want to live there. I want to be there. I want to give them memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Beautiful, man. All right. I'm going to throw a couple fast ones at you here.
Sure. Go ahead.
Favorite musician band of all time?
Favorite band, and my favorite or just at all in all?
You.
One that I could put on and listen to anytime and just makes me smile. I'm gonna go Bob Marley, man. I'll listen to a little Bob Marley any day, anytime.
I love it. Favorite concert you've ever seen? Best concert?
So I go to Jazz Fest down in New Orleans every year. So I would say one of my favorite concerts by far would probably get to be, either Pearl Jam or Bruce Springsteen. Both were just the most incredible performance of music I've ever seen.
Favorite, last question, dead musician, like that one where you're just like, man, I wish I could hear one more song, dude, from that.
That is the easiest one by far. Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Old Blue Eyes.
Old Blue Eyes, man. I would have done anything to have seen him perform and see him play.
Well, we got to leave it like this because we love to make people smile and have fun. Alexa, play Frank Sinatra.
Playing songs by Frank Sinatra from Tidal.
Oh, hey. And now the end is near.
Yes. Hey, Mark Fisher, how can we get a hold of you? How can we learn more about you and Origin Acoustics?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to reach out to me? You can. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, at originacoustics.com. Look me up, Mark at originacoustics.com. You can find me online if you Google my name, Mark Fisher DJ. If you just scroll down right below Mark Fisher Shoes, you'll see Mark Fisher DJ just a few clicks underneath it. I'm in there somewhere. Feel free to reach out to me with anything you want. I'd be more than welcome to talk, help people grow, make people feel better, whatever it may be.
I love it, man. I appreciate your energy, your time, your smile. I appreciate our connection.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here. Mark Fisher, all the way from not so sunny Philadelphia right now.
Luke, my pleasure, man. Great talking to you.
Thank you, brother. Hey, if you got something out of this podcast, all we ask in return is that you simply pay it forward, share it, text it, email it, put it on your social media, and send it to somebody who might be going through some of the challenges or struggles that we're all going through as dads. The Fathers of the Future movement is alive and well. The 2021 schedule and calendar of events, of everything from masterminds to in real life intensive training, the Crucible here in Scottsdale, Arizona, will be coming out really soon. Thank you guys for being here today. Thank you to our guest, Mark Fisher of Origin Acoustics. Peace.